Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Jury selection is complete for the trial of Daniel Riley. What's expected to happen in court today for the man accused of causing the crash that cost a Tennessee teen her legs?
Gas prices on the rise nationwide and here in the bi-state. What experts are saying about the increase?
Plus, applications now open for St. Louis seniors to apply for a property tax freeze. We'll tell you who qualifies for the tax credit.
We need to make sure we go out in force on Tuesday.
This is the time for us to be loud and let everybody know that America is better than what we see right now.
It's Super Tuesday, and voters in more than a dozen states are casting their ballot. How today's results could impact the 2024 race for president.
Good morning on this Tuesday, March 5th. You're watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm Margie Ellisor in for John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. Good morning to you. Thank you for waking up with us. We're going to start with a live look here. Our roof camera in Maryland Heights. So I'm going to check in with Angela Huddy. She's on the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck. Hey, Angela.
Good morning, Blair and Margie. Yeah, out here on the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck, it is cloudy, but it is dry. That's not the case everywhere. We are tracking scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning as a cold front moves through the area, and our temperatures have dropped more than 10 degrees since we went on the air at 4 o'clock this morning. So be ready for a slightly cooler feel out the door. Scattered showers and storms, the newest development between Muskoda and Kinmundy in Illinois, kind of right along that frontal boundary. We'll show you the power Doppler coming up. That chance of a shower or storm lingers through early this morning, and then the rest of the day will just be cloudy and cooler. We may warm back up towards that 60 or 61 degree mark again this afternoon, but our warmest part of the day is past. That was earlier this morning before the front came through. We'll talk more about the cool down and even additional chances of rain later in the week coming up in just a couple of minutes. Okay, well, around the region, you are accident-free this morning, but you're not road work-free. So if you're taking 70 East, planning on moving over Blanchett this morning, just before you hit Cave Springs, we're dealing with some road work in our eastbound direction, causing a lane closure. Still things moving nicely over Blanchett. It's going to be more so once you hit Earth City Expressway, if you're taking Discovery in our southbound direction, that you'll see some of that early morning slowdown. For drivers heading over Chain of Rocks, your issue spot in the next hour is going to be right when you hit Riverview. We've got closures going on in both directions due to some construction work. That's going to last until later this afternoon. The good news, though, it is the last day for that road work. Once you hit 170, things moving nicely on that in the southbound direction. That'll stick around as you hit our 70 interchange. Keep in mind, just westward of this, as of right now, this 1 mile stretch of Woodson Road, we've got signal issues going on. Still not going to slow you down as you hit 64. Your speed's at McKnight sitting around 65.
Opening statements expected this morning in the Daniel Riley trial. He's accused of causing the crash that cost volleyball player Janae Edmondson her legs.
As the Power of Two's Chris Renier is live in downtown St. Louis with a preview of the beginning of this high-profile case. Chris.
Blair, good morning to you. Margie, good morning to you as well. This trial is taking place in Division 22. That is inside the Carnahan Courthouse just behind us here. Judge Michael Noble is presiding over this case. This trial is expected to last 3 days, and we understand that Janae Edmondson is expected to testify during the trial. We can show you some past video of Daniel Riley. He is facing 5 charges, including assault, armed criminal action, and driving without a valid driver's license. Riley has pleaded not guilty. Last Friday, potential jurors filled out questionnaires asking how much they knew about the case and their availability to serve on the jury. Yesterday, lawyers had whittled down the jury pool to nearly 60 potential jurors who faced questioning about things like their employment and if they had had any prior accidents. By late yesterday afternoon, 12 jurors had been picked along with alternates. The horrible crash happened back in February of last year. Janae, who was just 17 when the tragedy took place, was in St. Louis from Tennessee for a volleyball tournament and was walking with her family downtown. Authorities say Riley, who was 21 at the time, was speeding down St. Charles Street when he failed to yield at the intersection of St. Charles and North 11th Street. He hit another car as well as a parked vehicle. Janae was pinned between two of the cars and both of her legs had to be amputated. Riley was out on bond at the time of the crash on a pending robbery case, even though he had violated the conditions of his release in that case numerous times. There will be a camera in the courtroom during the trial. Stick with Fox 2 for continuing coverage, starting with opening statements today and then testimony. We'll have the latest developments both on air and online. For now, live downtown, I'm Chris Fournier.
Thank you, Chris. A late-night police standoff in Granite City ends peacefully.
Now, the man wanted in a domestic disturbance surrendered. Police had to evacuate several homes near Benton Street last night as they dealt with all of this. During the standoff, several streets were shut down to barricade the area.
O'Fallon, Illinois police investigating a shooting that occurred inside of a popular bowling alley on Sunday night. Police say two people suffered non-life-threatening injuries. O'Fallon police say an argument led to an exchange of gunfire. Two bystanders were hit by stray bullets. The shooters left before police arrived on the scene. Police are now reviewing surveillance video to identify suspects and some potential witnesses. A car crashed into two parked vehicles in downtown St. Louis last night, causing it to run into a business. Police say the driver of a Ford Mustang was heading west on Washington when the car veered left and it hit those two parked cars. The driver tried to run away, but was caught and taken to the hospital, then into custody.
It is 6:05 right now, and if you need to fill up your tank today, you might be feeling a little sticker shock. Gas prices continue to climb across the nation and right here at home, too. The Power of Two's Laura Simon is live with more on what the experts and customers are saying this morning. Laura?
Blair, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Gas is well over $3 at a lot of places this morning, but here behind me, $2.94 at this Mobile on the Run in Creve Coeur on Olive Boulevard. But prices really are going to vary zip code by zip code. In fact, one of our editors told me on his way into work, he saw gas at a QT in U City for $3.29 at the corner of Olive and North and South. So keep that in mind. We're working to get you the least expensive gas possible here this morning. But this is some video that we took last week, and this is when the national average for a gallon of gas hit a four-month high last Wednesday. Experts are warning that this upward trend is likely going to continue. Factors contributing to this include rising oil prices, capacity issues at refineries, and the transition to more expensive summer fuel blends. According to data from AAA, the average price per gallon in the U.S. stands at $3.36 this morning, Missouri averaging at $3.03 this morning. Illinois stands at $3.73, but that's usually that high because of Chicago. It's closer to $3.35 this morning in the Metro East. While prices in Missouri saw a slight increase from yesterday, Illinois has remained steady, though still significantly higher compared to a month ago. But if you think gas prices are bad here, in states like California and Hawaii, drivers are shelling out nearly $5 a gallon. Gas is the highest in California across the nation at $4.85 this morning. I spoke with a woman named Laura Hanna, who actually grew up in San Diego, and she shared her thoughts with me on the higher gas prices here in the St. Louis Metro.
I'm used to everything going up working in the grocery business, so you get to see all the prices go up. I got to get to work. It doesn't matter what it's going to cost me, so eventually you just have to pay what it is. Everything's going up.
She's certainly right about that. Love her attitude, too. But you can always go on to gasbuddy.com, type in your zip code to find the lowest gas price near you. Reporting live here in Creve Coeur this morning, I'm Laura Simon.
Thank you, Laura. Some Florissant homes are the focus of the Army Corps of Engineers as testing begins for radioactive waste. Testing ongoing at six properties after detecting contamination there. They say the subdivision was built on top of a portion of Coldwater Creek. The Army Corps plans a meeting soon, but has not released the date. This week's testing comes as Congress is expected to vote on a bill for radiation compensation brought by U.S. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri.
I'm frustrated, and I'm not living next to a nuclear waste site. So I can only imagine, frustration probably isn't even quite the right word, for people who have been poisoned themselves, your children have been poisoned, their family members have been poisoned. What I want them to know is we will stay at this as long as it takes.
Senator Hawley is also bringing this fight to the State of the Union. His guest will be Don Chapman with Just Moms STL.
From our Missouri State Capitol Bureau, the Missouri House votes to block public Medicaid money from going to Planned Parenthood. It's a new version of the bill Republicans have tried to pass since 2016. 2 weeks ago, the Missouri Supreme Court blocked a similar measure. The bill now goes to the Senate, where Democrats blocked it earlier this year.
St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones signs a bill today to redevelop some of North St. Louis neighborhoods. It is the area surrounding the new NGA West headquarters, now under construction. 61% of properties are unoccupied or is vacant land. The bill calls for limited power of eminent domain and up to 15 years of tax abatements for any future developments.
Well, if you are a senior citizen in St. Louis City, you can now apply to freeze your property taxes. To qualify, city residents have to be homeowners 62 and up and eligible for Social Security. Qualified seniors then must apply for the tax credit each year before the June 30th deadline. A spokesperson for St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones says the tax credit is designed to provide financial relief to older Missourians dealing with rising property tax bills. For more information on who is eligible and how to apply, you can find this story on our website, fox2now.com.
Show me the money. Federal buyout bucks may soon start flowing for those in northern St. Charles County. It's for residents swamped by the flooding in 2019. But there's not enough money for everyone. The county received a $15.7 million federal grant. That's enough to buy up to 100 homes. But more than 900 were flooded once a property is bought. The home will be demolished and the land converted to open space. To see if you're eligible and also to apply, just head to our website, fox2now.com.
Well, MoDOT is hosting a public meeting today on proposed safety improvements to U.S. Highway 67. That's the area around West Dalton from the Missouri River to the Mississippi River. MoDOT has been working on plans to raise part of the highway for years now. Crews often have to close the highway because of heavy flooding on the Mississippi River. Today's open house is from 4 to 6 at the Audubon Center at Riverlands in West Dalton.